Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. Taking a look at this spending spree that the Patriots had in the offseason. Just want to go through real quick because we got big deal, no big deal. We got exchange from Dennis Schroeder and Gary Washburn that just, I don't know, haven't heard it in a while. I don't think I've ever heard something like that. But we'll get to that at big deal, no big deal. So I ask you guys, let's start with the worst signing. That's what we do. We always focus on the positive. Give me your worst signing this offseason for the Patriots.
There are a few candidates. You know, there's a few that you could really circle, but I've got to start at the top of the list, Jonnu Smith. Ooh. And I don't want to completely bury the guy. We've seen players, you know, take some. Danny Amendola was not very good his first year. He caught on later. So Jonnu Smith still has some time, but they gave him over $31 million fully guaranteed. That lasts into 3 seasons. So he is on the Patriots. And what did he finish with this year? 28 catches, 294 yards, and one touchdown. That is not the production you were looking for.
Not at all. Is he your guy?
No, I wanted to pick him because he's just, I just don't see it getting any better. Here's the guy that you have to scheme for him to get open. You have to create plays for him to get open. He just doesn't have it. But it's got to be, like, I don't know. I guess I'm focusing on the offensive side, and it's obvious. It's Nelson Agholor.
Yep.
What, two-year, $22 million deal?
That's my guy.
It's $11 million per year? Like, you should, I mean, listen, what you should be doing is irrelevant at this point. The fact is that he was the best available option for you. You needed to fill a hole, and you had to overpay to get him. You didn't get your money's worth. And I don't think you're ever going to get your money's worth.
No, I'm with you on that one because, you know, he was the guy. You know, when I look at this team right now, what are they missing? They're still missing. Well, maybe Agholor, maybe they thought could have been. You know what I mean? A tight end, sure, they missed, but they got Hunter Henry made up for it, whatever. And I know they did the same thing maybe with a guy like Kendrick Bourne. But they're still missing that outside guy. And there was other options out there. The funny thing is, none of those options were any good this year either. A guy like Curtis Samuel that everybody wanted, did he ever play? You know, Corey Davis, you know, another guy people wanted down year, granted maybe where he was. Kenny Golladay was a mess with the Giants. So maybe a guy like Marvin Jones down in Jacksonville actually performed well with a young quarterback. So there wasn't a lot of the guys everybody wanted. None of them really had great years anyways. But couldn't you also say that signing a Nelson Agholor and giving him $11 million, and if he just stopped with Kendrick Bourne, didn't it seem like there was a lot of guys? Now, Julio Jones didn't really pan out either. Remember, it was like, do you trade for Julio? No. Why? Well, because you gave the money to Agholor. You know, because you move on from this guy at the camp? No. Why? Well, because you gave the money to Agholor. You know, he's the guy. You got to pay him the next couple years. So I would put Nelson Agholor in there.
Okay.
Well, they've had that specific piece in the offense for several years now. The speedy guy, you know, the flanker on the outside, Philip Dorsett, and then Damir Bird. And then I think they looked at it, well, Agholor is going to be an upgrade over those guys. And I think every analysis of the signing was, wow, they way overpaid for him.
37 catches.
But he's going to be better than Damir Bird. He's going to be better than Philip Dorsett. And he frankly wasn't. And I don't know if that's necessarily him or the quarterback isn't designed to be able to get the ball to a speedy guy on the outside. I think it might be not a great fit either. But not one piece of analysis when they made the signing thought it was a good value signing. Everyone acknowledged that they way overpaid for Nelson Agholor.
So then I would go back to, you know, well, what was the best signing? And I think, you know, you could look at Hunter Henry. I think you got kind of what you wanted out of him. But I would go with the guy you brought back, David Andrews. 4 years, $19 million. Like, that might be the best signing you have. You know, I like what Trent Brown did. He missed a lot of games, but that's only a one-year deal. Ted Karras was nice, one-year deal. So now because they kind of performed well, now maybe how much to bring him back you know, now it might cost even more or whatever. But I would say David Andrews, 4 years, $19 million.
Okay. You want to go next there, buddy?
I have to be honest. Their best signing was Nick Folk. One year, $1.25 million. Like, they got their money's worth out of Nick Folk. But if I'm going to be...
Forgot about him.
But, you know, receiver, Kendrick Bourne. That was a good...
Yeah.
He put up some good numbers. And it was a three-year, $22 million deal. Compared to what you paid for the other guys, Bourne was a bargain. They found good ways to use him. You found out he can throw the ball a little bit too, gadget plays. So Bourne was a solid enough signing for him.
I think he's more than solid. He's one of those guys that'll end up being a captain. You know, you saw the way he interacts with Bill. You see, like, he's always smiling. There's always some shenanigans going on. I feel like Bill gives him a little, or at least he's been allowed to have a little bit more leeway with just the way he interacts with Bill, which you don't see with a lot of other players. So Bill's comfortable with them. He's comfortable with doing that to Bill. I think he keeps it light. I think everybody loves his energy. And the fact that you got, 55 catches, 800 yards, and a guy that's really reliable, really consistent, easily the best sign. Which the surprise is, like, neither one of you guys picked Matthew Judon as the best or the worst signing. Is he right in the middle?
I think he's still near the top. I mean, for 3 months, he was fantastic. He was NFL Defensive Player of
the Year. What happened after week 13?
I don't know. There was a long back and forth with Chris Mason from Mass Live last week about his ribs. Maybe the rib injury, impacted him. He only played 22 snaps against Buffalo. So is that discipline? Is that because of his injury?
I would like to do a deep dive into what the F happened to Matthew Judon.
Totally.
And now we talk about what the F happened after the bye week. Because to your point, there's only really two options for him to play 22 snaps in the most important game of the year. He's either hurt or they don't trust him, right? I mean, they don't trust him overrunning the play. They don't trust him to keep contained. He gets run over. He can't set the edge in the run game. He's constantly out of position. He can't make an open field tackle. Which one do you think it is?
I think it's probably the latter. I think he's probably freelancing a little bit. Yeah, probably, not staying in his lane.
I remember what the ladder was.
Not doing his job, as they say around here. I keep going back to the fact that this maybe isn't fair, but, like, there's a reason the Ravens didn't match the contract. There's a reason, some of these guys were free agents. I think maybe the Niners made a mistake in letting Kendrick Bourne go. But there's when you're spending for these guys in free agency, there's a reason that their team didn't match the contract.
But if you're going to give all the signings, like, pass-fail, right? So Kendrick Bourne, pass. Hunter Henry, pass.
Yeah.
Bolden was a free agent. Pass. Aguilar, fail.
Fail.
Jonnu Smith, fail.
Fail.
Trent Brown,
I give him a pass.
Okay, pass.
But he, by being hurt the first half of the year, really hampered the
Patriots. But when he was out there, it was better. Jalen Mills?
Pass.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think
Jamie Collins?
Fan. Well, that was a midseason
fan. How about Cam Newton?
Cam Newton?
Well, they signed 1 year, $5.1 million.
Oh, yeah. Fail.
Yeah.
Major fail.
Never even played.
Fail.
He had no talent around him and got to 7 wins. They load up for Mac and he got to 10 wins. So what would have Cam done this
three,
year?
Three wins.
And Matthew Judon, I got a little take on Matthew Judon. Okay. I want to save that till after big deal, no big deal, because we're going to get to it next. But I was listening this morning talking about a guy like Hunter Henry, and I was kind of laughing at Wiggy again. Because he was really disappointed in what you got out of Hunter Henry this year. Wiggy. I think the quote
based
was...
Based on what?
When you pay a tight end that kind of money, you expect Travis Kelce, Darren Waller, Kittle-type numbers. And I'm like,
he's right on that. They gave Hunter Henry... They gave him a record contract. Him and Jonnu got record contracts for tight ends. But Hunter gave you the stats of what he was.
So. When you signed Hunter Henry, did you sit there and say they just got Travis Kelce? They just got Kittle. They just got Waller. They just got Andrews.
I'm just saying, I actually see Wiggy's point for a change, that if you are going to give this kind of money, you're expecting a jump in what he did. And you are expecting an elite tight end. And I think Hunter Henry was very good, but he's not elite. He's not Travis Kelce.
I think the trade has to be not only guys coming in, but some of these guys going out.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, I never ever thought you would get that out of him. As a matter of fact, I thought kind of red zone presence, 9 touchdowns, whatever it was, 10. I think it was. I think it was good.
That's kind of what you got out of him. That's what you pay for.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.